Traditional revenue sources for public media and media at large are declining this year. We at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We're tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission. So we're turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
If we're going to spend billions improving broadband, we kind of need to know what's there. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, in for Molly Wood. High-speed internet, safe to say, has become pretty essential to our lives, especially during the pandemic. And yet many Americans struggle to get it. The government has mapped internet access for years, but those maps have overestimated that access. So Congress tasked the Federal Communications Commission with making better ones. The first results came out this month, a map showing mobile coverage from four of the biggest wireless carriers. But mapping out wired broadband is still in the works. Meanwhile, Congress is poised to pass the infrastructure bill, which could allocate $65 billion to improving broadband in the places that need it most. Nicole Turner-Lee researches technology access at the Brookings Institution. She says the new mobile data is valuable, since about 15% of Americans, especially young and low-income ones, need it to get online.
You'd be surprised by the number of people that were actually on their smartphones calling into Zoom calls. We need to do a job where we actually tap into the full plethora of assets that are available on how people get, you know, connectivity. Without that, we may, again, place our bets on one technology over the other, and we need to continue to really thrive for a technology-neutral environment so that we're able to assess what works best for particular communities and for particular consumers.
And when it comes to the infrastructure plan, we could end up with $65 billion to spend on broadband. But do you think that these sort of better wired maps will be finished in time to know the best places for that money to be spent?
The fact that we'll have this money to spend and we could spend it in targeted places where people need it the most, you know, places where poverty abounds and people have to choose between broadband and bread. I hope that we can do this in a way that at least sheds light on some of our broadband deserts, at least, and we're not necessarily starting with places that we know we've already placed our bets on. It's now time to take stock and make sure we're moving forward again to build upon coverage, competition, and capacity.
This is a pretty unprecedented amount of investment that we're looking at. Do you think it's worth waiting for the maps to get more information before we deploy it?
You know, I don't think we need to wait. Being on the internet matters in this society. And when you're not connected, you're being foreclosed on a variety of economic, social implications. We need to get this right. This has been more than two decades that the digital divide has been around. It's only been 14 months, 16 months that people have actually heard about it. It's time to actually move forward. We may have to come back and make some corrections or perhaps not spend out all the money so rapidly so we can ensure that we're making calibrated decisions that do not result in overbuilding or do not bypass huge swaths of people who are sitting there digitally silent simply because we didn't know that they weren't connected.
Nicole Turner-Lee is a fellow at the Center for Technology Innovation at the Brookings Institution. And now for some related links. Molly Wood spoke to FCC Acting Chair Jessica Rosenworcel about the efforts to update and improve coverage maps. One thing they're working on is adding metrics about internet speeds to these maps, partially using crowdsourced data from their own speed testing app. We've got a link to that app at our website, marketplacetech.org, if you want to provide your data and see how it compares. And we want to hear from you for a story we're talking about tomorrow about Microsoft's Internet Explorer. It seems to be dying a slow death, but do you still use it? Do you remember when you first got it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? Do you wish browsers would just go away entirely? Let us know what you think. Email us at mptech@marketplace.org. Call or text us at 802-877-8255. tech, T-E-C-H, that's 802-877-8324. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.